Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I'm your host, David Garrett. Today's April 27, and on this day in Cold War history in 1950, in South Africa, the Group Areas Act is passed, formally segregating races, thus ushering in the era known as apartheid. In 1959, the last Canadian missionary leaves the People's Republic of China. In 1960, Togo gains its independence from French-administered UN trusteeship. In 1961, Sierra Leone is granted its independence from the United Kingdom. In 1967, Expo 67 officially opens in Montreal, Canada, with a large opening ceremony broadcast around the world. In 1974, 10,000 march in Washington, D.C., calling for the impeachment of the United States President Richard Nixon. In 1978, former United States President Nixon aide John D. Ehrlichman is released from an Arizona prison after serving 18 months for Watergate-related crimes. In 1981, Xerox PARC introduces the computer mouse. In 1987, the United States Department of Justice bars the Austrian president Kurt Waldheim from entering the United States, saying he had aided in the deportation and execution of thousands of Jews and others as a German army officer during World War II. In 1992, the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, comprising of Serbia and Montenegro, is proclaimed. And on this day in 1992, Russia and 12 other former Soviet republics become members of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, April 27. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.